Yorkton, author and regular columnist in The Marketplace, Patty Janssen has released a new book, You Are Amadeus. It's my fourth novel. It's a story about a blind and scarred young woman who has a special gift, and a neighbor with a mysterious, and dark, past, she told Yorkton this week. There are a few other intriguing characters that come and go in the story, as well. Janssen, who lived and worked in Yorkton and area for 28 years, and now residing in Martinsville, Sask, went a bit deeper into the book. The main character in this book is named Charlotte Brand, and she began whispering in my ear about 2 years ago, said the author who has written the column, Laugh at Life for the Marketplace since 2001. Someone asked me, when did she become a blind character? I thought that was a cool question because, as I answered him, she was always blind, from the very beginning. As with my previous trilogy, the Someone of Substance series, I really didn't plot it out. I just started writing, and while praying and typing, the story evolved. In terms of inspiration, Janssen said it was family-related. This story is dedicated to my sister, she said. I won't go into which character she is most like, but I'll say she has truly been an inspiration. Otherwise, at the risk of making myself sound crazy, I really do almost hear the characters in my head. A name will pop in there and I won't be able to rest until I start writing down what they're saying. It is something that has been part of Janssen as a writer even before she began writing. I loved drama in school, so I suppose it's a little like pretending to be someone else, offered Janssen. As an author, it's about putting on paper what you imagine that character is feeling. I always say it's easier for me to type with my eyes closed, because then I really imagine the scene, like a movie playing out in my head. In terms of You Are Amadeus, Janssen said it was simply a book whose time had come to be written. I believe this novel has a great message for anyone who feels lost, frustrated, or who may struggle with things in their past, she offered. It's interesting to me that as I've been doing more speaking, I've seen one very common thread, and that is that we all, as human beings, have struggles in our lives. Everyone has hurts, sadness and tough things that challenge them. No matter what it looks like on the outside, we all have, or have had, painful things happen to us. I think it's important to acknowledge that and share it with others. Although this book is categorized as fiction, there are truths inside the story that I hope resound with many readers. That all said, the latest book did not come quickly to fruition. I began writing, You Are Amadeus, a few years ago, said Janssen. I'm not sure exactly when because I was writing a murder mystery and another fiction novel around the same time. Amadeus is the one I've worked on the most, on and off, for the past year, but I also wrote the sequel during that time. This new release, Book 1, can be read as a standalone. In fact, there's a page at the end where I wrote, if the reader likes a more perfect ending, they may choose not to read the epilogue. I'll just say, things heat up for my poor characters. So, that's your warning. The time required was at least in part in the challenge the main character provided to the author. I was challenged with writing a blind character because, obviously, I'm not blind, said Janssen. So, to get a little bit of a feel for that, I blindfolded myself and tried living a day without my sight. I lasted half of the time I'd planned. It was very challenging, but I still close my eyes and imagine it now as I continue to write this character. I've actually practiced counting my steps as I go from place to place in our condo. At night, I know exactly how many steps it takes to reach the bathroom. I hope through my rather pathetic attempts at living as an unsighted person that I've gained more empathy for my main character. And I'll just add here that working with Scott Fitzsimmons, and getting to know him, has been a huge blessing. As some of you may know, Scott lost his sight after a stem cell transplant, and his battle with cancer. I've learned a lot from him about living life without physical sight, and because of that I hope I've incorporated accuracy into what it's like to be Charlotte. Janssen said she feels the book has some definite positives to offer. Among other things, it includes a love story between two very unlike people, she said. Forgiveness and redemption are powerful themes inside these pages. Music is threaded throughout, and there's a surprising twist at the end. Hopefully readers will be captivated with these very colorful characters. So is the author satisfied with the book she created? I don't often say this, but I'll admit that I am very pleased with this story, said Janzen. Personally, I think it's beautiful, but the actual story aside, I need to give some shout-outs here. My previous novels were published through a hybrid publishing company, but this time I decided to publish independently, which is a whole different experience. Although it's recorded inside the book that it's published by myself, that isn't the truth at all. If you pick it up, you can read more in my acknowledgments at the back, but I must do a shout-out here for one person in particular. She was an acquaintance of mine, and one evening last summer she knocked at our camper door. I didn't know her well then, but as we were visiting she asked me if I was planning to publish another book. As we spoke I told her about some of the steps I'd need to take to publish as an indie author. She asked me what my vision was for the cover. I told her, and then that sweet soul said, "Would you mind if I take a whack at that? I have that sort of degree." The amazing thing was, I just prayed that I'd find the right person, or people, to help me with what seemed to be such a huge project, and here was my answer to that prayer. Her name is Shannon Erickson, and she is now a dear friend of mine. She lives in Yorkton, and not only did she create this beautiful cover, but she uploaded the files, and made the actual book that we're holding today. There were other people involved too, but Shannon really stepped up and did an amazing job of making this story a reality for people to read. I am not a techie person. In fact, I'm far from that. For me, the only fun is the writing. The many times a writer does edits, and there are many, aren't all that fun either, but that's still more enjoyable than all the work Shannon did. Of course, she told me that she loved doing it, and I want her to believe that because I'd like her to continue working with me. The book is available from the author, or on Amazon, in paperback, Kindle and Kindle Unlimited formats. IngramSpark also has it in their catalog, so it may be in bookstores, as well. The author's website is PD Janzen. Komon February 15th from 12 to 3 Janzen will be at EKK Decor Rentals & Company, 28 Betts Avenue, Yorkton, to chat and sign books.